This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
You most definitely are. And while Ginny is out moving her car because she doesn't want to get a ticket 2 weeks in a row, I'm joined in the studio by some very special guests. Now, perhaps you may have heard of the name Mike Furstein. He's an American director based in New York who's been on YouTube making all these anti-bullying campaign videos. One of his series is called How to Unmake a Bully, and he recently came to Australia to a very special school in Elsternwick called Sholem Aleichem College. Joining me in the studio now is Devorah Zilverman, who is a teacher at Sholem Aleichem College. Good morning, Devorah.
Good morning.
Also joining me is Jordana Balafi, who is a student. Morning, Jordy.
Morning.
And also Tammy Balafi, who is Jordy's mother. Morning, Tammy. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Devorah, let's start with you. Your class last year was involved in this project. Is that correct?
My class, being the grade fours, along with the grade fives, were involved in making this film together.
So this director, he just came out of nowhere and found your school and said, hey, let's get involved. What's the background behind it?
It was actually a bit of a long process, about a 9-month process, I think our principal has said. So it's sort of our baby, if you will. One of our previous teachers, who's now on family leave, Michael Grossman, put it together. He was in contact with Mike Furstein because of the previous films, and our principal ended up going to visit Glendale, which is the school that Mike was working with beforehand, and got to see firsthand the kind of work they've been doing with bullying films. At that point, our principal said, yep, we'd really like to get involved, and that's sort of where the relationship began.
Wow, that's incredible. The title of the film is How to Unmake a Bully. Do you want to give us a bit of a rundown on what the film entails?
Sure. How to Unmake a Bully is the name of the series, and our part of the series, Sholem's part, is called Being Left Out. In this film, it's sort of focused more on children who feel invisible or excluded. It's the bullying that is not explicit. So the leaving kids out of games, picking someone last. It's not noticeable, and often kids get left behind because of it.
How did it all come together in the schoolyard?
The kids put together resumes and we had to send through headshots. And
so it was like a professional setup.
It was like a proper production, and Mike actually ended up picking the kids mainly based on what they wrote their likes and interests were.
Did any kids stand out, and did you think they're going to NIDA in Sydney for acting lessons soon?
I may have almost cried seeing some of my students upset on the screen. I'm not going to lie.
Well, we're very lucky because we do have a student and a parent with us as well in the studio, Jordana and Tammy Balafi. Jordana is a year 6 student now, I believe. Is that correct, Jordana?
Yes, it is.
Last year, you were in year 5, and you were part of the film too. Do you want to tell us what role you played?
I played a girl called Morgan, and she was a bully.
How was the experience for you?
It was very good. It got a bit frustrating at times, but it was good.
Jordy, tell me, was it your first time acting? Was this a new experience for you?
It was with movies, but I have acted in plays before, but it was my first movie.
I also heard, as Devorah said before, there was a lot of behind the scenes as well. Did you get involved behind the scenes of the film?
Yes, we all played parts, doing camera, doing the boom box.
What's the boom box?
It's the big microphone that goes over your head.
Ah, I see. And which one did you do? Did you have a chance to do them all?
Yeah, you do all of them.
Devorah, it's great that, you know, this film director is targeting primary schools to educate kids at a very young age that bullying is not okay. If I could ask both of you, and yourself too, Tammy, what was one thing that stood out, or what was one message that you could give our listeners about bullying, whether someone young is listening or someone a bit older, whether they're being bullied on race, gender, religion, sex, orientation? What's a message that you can give them?
What we noticed was, we learnt more about the bully, so to speak, than the victim. And what Mr. Mike Furstein, tried to put across to the kids was that once you label someone a bully, you give them that label for life, and they don't try to change their behaviour, because once you label someone, that's who they are.
It is a strong, powerful message, and I guess, Tammy, you must be really proud that Jordy took on this role and is sending an important message out to kids everywhere that bullying is not okay.
Look, I think it actually prompted a lot of thinking. For Jordy to be able to be put in a position where she actually has to be a bully really opened up some really deep thinking for her as, how do you need to act? What sort of approach do you need to have? It really prompted some really good, open dialogue.
That's fantastic, and I think that's what's needed in most families, I guess, that, you know, this conversation has to be had. Before we go, Devorah, can you just give us a bit of background on the film? Is it available now or when will it be available?
I believe it will be available on YouTube and it will be screening at a few festivals in the near future. So keep keep the eyes out for it.
So we're expecting to jet you guys over to the Cannes Film Festival in France later on this year?
Oh, we can do a few
classes.
Oh,
no, does that mean I have to shop for a dress?
Thanks, Devorah, Jordana and Tammy, for coming in today and helping to spread the message. The movie is called How to Unmake a Bully. It's available soon on YouTube. Go check it out. There's some of Mike's other films available right now. Coming up next, we're speaking to John Caldwell, the Victorian Australian of the Year for 2014, who is part of a global anti-bullying campaign. You're on Joy 94.9, Rising Up with Ginny and Adam.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam. Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.